Get yourself nice and comfortable. Close your eyes and just relax. Allow your muscles to go loose and limp, like a rag doll. Allow your body to feel comfortably heavy, as if you're just sinking or melting into the surface beneath you. Allow your mind to release any distracting thoughts so that you can get the most benefit from this exercise. Focus for a moment on your breathing and allow it to be deep, slow, and rhythmical. Okay, let's begin. You have just bought some candy and a drink to take with you for your exam. You're now leaving the twilight zone. Your heart begins to pound. It's time to go and take the exam you have been dreading.
Focus again on your breathing as a way to calm your worries. This time, inhale to the count of four and exhale to the count of four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Notice some of your tension being replaced with relaxation.
You are now walking past the Clark Building. You know there is no way around it. You have to take this exam. There's no turning back. Are you as prepared as you would like to be?
Relax even further by doing a brief body scan. This involves focusing on areas of your body, noticing any tension that might be there, and passively and slowly letting go of that tension. Start by focusing on your scalp and letting go of any tension in those muscles. Then focus on your forehead and let any tension there disappear and let those muscles smooth out. Now focus on your neck and your shoulders and let go of some of the tension you might feel there, letting your shoulders hang a little more loosely than they were a moment ago. And focusing on your jaw, letting your jaw go loose and slack.
The back of the Eyring Science Center is now on your right as you walk by. How is your body feeling?
Take this opportunity to begin your mental preparation. Begin to take control of your thoughts by repeating a few short self-hypnotic phrases. I can do this. I am prepared for this exam. I have done the studying that I need. I'll do the best that I can with the preparations I have made.
Now, as you look over to your right, you can see students sitting against the big white Tree of Life sculpture. Some are doing homework, others are studying or having lunch. Some are throwing a frisbee, while others are just relaxing on the grass. Oh, how you wish you could change places with them.
Focus on your breathing again. Let your breath become a little slower and a little deeper. Notice that each time you exhale, you feel a letting go of tension. Feel the tension leave each time you exhale, and feel how good that is.
You realize that you are getting close now. The Joseph Smith building comes into your view. You know which building is coming next. Your heart starts to pound again.
Try another body scan by focusing on and letting go of tension in your forehead, your facial muscles, the tiny muscles that move your eyes, your arms and your hands, letting go of tension in each one of those areas.
Now you can see the testing center in front of you. Your steps slow down.
Take this opportunity to remind yourself, I will stay calm. I will stay focused on the task at hand. I will prepare myself mentally. I will maintain a calm and peaceful mindset.
You open the door of the testing center and walk inside. You see students everywhere, sitting on the floor, leaning up against the walls, and sitting on the stairs, doing their last-minute cramming. You decide that you are not going to look at them and wonder whether you should join them and do some last-minute cramming of your own. You know that cramming will just make you more stressed, nervous, and tense. So you walk up the steps briskly and with confidence. There is a line, and so you join the line. How are you feeling now?
Check again on those areas in your body which might contain tension, and let go of tension that you find. Check your scalp, your facial muscles, your jaw, your neck and shoulders, and your arms and hands, looking for tension in each one of those areas, and when finding it, slowly letting it be replaced with relaxation.
You show your ID card and are given your exam. You turn towards the door, open it, and step inside. Your eyes begin to scan the room for an empty desk. Now you are sitting down. You notice that your hands are cold and clammy. But you say to yourself, I have done all I can do to prepare myself for this exam. Now I must do the best I can with what I have prepared. It is pointless and counterproductive to start stressing out now. It will only hamper my concentration. I will be the most effective at retrieving the information that I have learned if I keep my mind calm and my body relaxed. So, you say a short prayer. You pick up your pencil. But just before you open your exam, you do one last thing.
Focus on your breathing. In a passive way, by letting your exhalations be just a little bit longer than your inhalations. Feel that good, heavy, sinking feeling each time you exhale. knowing that you're letting go of unwanted tension.
Take this last opportunity to finish your mental preparation. Repeat in your mind, I am calm. I am relaxed. I can do this. I am ready.
The exam is over now. You have just stepped out of the testing center. You may want to ask yourself questions such as, how did I feel during the exam? And why? Was I prepared enough? What will I change as I prepare for my next exam? What did I do really well? What can I do to celebrate my efforts in preparing for this exam? Maybe I'll call a friend and we'll go and get some ice cream. Now you have an idea of how performance rehearsal works. You have just learned the secret of many famous and successful people, such as actors, politicians, and public speakers. You can now use this technique to help yourself prepare for any upcoming event, particularly for those situations that you're nervous about, even for a blind date. All you need to do is to imagine the event as vividly as you can. Be sure to imagine the scene in complete detail, as much as you can, even what you might be wearing and who might be there. Imagine every small step, sensation, and thought, everything that is likely to occur as you actually do the task or participate in the event. See yourself executing your plan perfectly. Practice your performance rehearsal as often as you can. You should also brainstorm and identify any possible barriers or blocks that might prevent your success. Develop strategies to overcome any negative things that may occur, such as, what will I do if I trip or drop something? What should I say if he or she says, no thanks, I don't want to go out with you, for example? Incorporate procedures to bypass or overcome those potential barriers, such as, imagine yourself smiling and saying, no problem, that's totally okay, have a great day. See yourself adapting with ease and confidence to the situation, no matter what happens. In the real life situation, you can become the person you have mentally rehearsed to be, just as an actor becomes the person whose character and role they have been rehearsing to play. Performance rehearsal allows you to fake it, so that in the actual situation, you can make it just the way you would like it to be. Our time together is now over. And now, before getting up, allow yourself to take a deep breath in and stretch your entire body. As you release that stretch, breathe out and slowly open your eyes. When you get up, do so slowly. Thank you for your time. We wish you well in all your endeavors to nourish your body, mind, and spirit. Have yourself a wonderful day.